Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey today. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Am I speaking with Margaret?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or are the...
Yes.
Definitely. Thank you. May I have your age?
61.
Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated at all, and 10, that means that you are completely motivated?
10.
I'm sorry, 10?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year, or very closely? We can say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Kind of in between.
Between, we can say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay.
Yes.
And thinking about the direction that the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction that the country
is
headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say that the economy conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
That's the same.
That's the same, okay. And now, thinking about issues facing the country, which of the following would you say that are the most important issues for your member of Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two of the following: combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, creating more jobs and rising wage, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of health care.
And education.
Medicare and?
Education.
Education, okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, you can let me know. The first one, Democrats in Congress.
50.
50. Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard.
Never heard. Okay. Tim Scott.
No.
Never heard. Okay. Kamala Harris.
50.
50. Cornel West.
50.
Donald Trump?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
No.
Okay. Nothing at all?
No.
Okay, thank you. Even though you didn't see the debate yourself, did you hear or read or see anything about the debate? For example, from some friends or online?
No.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two of the following. Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wage and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities,
Social
the Supreme...
Security, like.
Which one?
Social Security wage.
Okay. Thank you. Now, just a couple of more questions and we are done with the survey. I appreciate your patience a lot. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one, implementing common sense gun reform that helped to keep guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them. Whom do you think it's probably better dealing at that issue, Biden or Donald Trump?
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Undecided.
Security in our borders?
Undecided.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Undecided.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Biden.
We can say much better or somewhat better, Biden.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Undecided.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference for you?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an illegal affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Hello? Ma'am, you still there?
Undecided.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I thought I lost you. Next, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a degree.
A degree, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Now, thinking about... Oh, okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever?
More.
I'm sorry?
More.
More, okay. Now, thinking about your neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I'm not even sure.
Not sure, okay? Not a problem. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Undecided.
Okay. Well, that was actually the last question of the survey. I appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening. Goodbye.